On this week's Bluegrass Breakdown, we'll be going deep up in the holler, pulling the cork, putting on our dancing shoes, rosining up the bow, and taking another gander at the current state of new old-time music. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll be featuring the latest from the likes of the Piedmont Melody Makers, the Hog-Eyed Man, Hackensaw Boys, the Crescent Moon Rounders, Tom and John, the Reed Island Rounders, and the Immigrants. Coming up this, I was standing on the corner reading the bill when up stepped the sheriff from Thomasville. Said, young man, is your name Brown? Remember the night you shot Sadie down. Edition of Bluegrass Breakdown. We'll begin our jaunt into the heart of new old-timey-dom with a track from Tom Collins and John Anderson. Tom plays the banjo and John saws the fiddle. They're not brothers, but they sing like siblings. This is Saddle Up the Gray from their Fun Time CD, Sinful to Flirt.
Saddle up the gray, better get away. Ain't gonna be no dinner here today. Roll out the rug, shut out the light. Ain't gonna be no supper here tonight. Shut out the light, ain't gonna be no supper here tonight. Leading up the goat and riding of the sheep, ain't be back till the middle of the week.
Leave here on that four-day train. But it won't be long.
But it won't be long.
No, it won't be long.
No, it won't be long.
Till my darling, I'll come home some old day. But it won't be long.
But it won't be long.
No, it won't be long.
No, it won't be long.
Till my darling, I'll come home some old day.
Chris Brashear, Alice Gerard, Jim Watson, and Cliff Hale, collectively known as the Piedmont Melody Makers, since, quote, three-quarters of the band reside in the Piedmont region of eastern North Carolina, while one-quarter of the band is a known vagabond, end of quote. Cliff handles the lead vocal chores on Some Old Day, taken from the quartet's debut, Wonderful World Outside. Well, howdy friends and neighbors, Dave Higgs here, taking great pleasure in welcoming you to Bluegrass Breakdown, where, as we do from time to time, we'll be taking a dip into old-timey waters, featuring some of the greatest practitioners of that genre, like the Hog-Eyed Man. Hog-Eyed Man features 2016 Clifftop Fiddle champion Jason Cade and multi-instrumentalist Rob McMakin, augmented by guest appearances from old-time royalty Beverly Smith and John Grimm. The band states, quote, "For us, keeping these ancient tunes alive helps forge a link between the present era and 19th century Southern Appalachia. We try to hear and honor the past guardians of the craft, even as we speak to them and each other with our own voices," end of quote. Listen to this rejuvenating take on this old warhorse, Bile Them Cabbage Down.
One, two, three. Thank you.
Devon Ledger, writing in the Bluegrass Situation, states that, quote, Hog-Eyed Man is blasting apart the staid world of old-time fiddling and looking for something new in the roots of the music. They have a taste for the arcane, pulling up tunes that are strange, eerie, and crooked, end of quote. Amen to that, brother. That was a three-fiddle rave-up of a tune first recorded in 1924 by a part Cherokee fiddler living in the Asheville, North Carolina area named Ozzie Helton, Rocky Road to Dublin, preceded by a neat reworking of Bile Them Cabbage Down, both swiped from the Hog-Eyed Man 3 CD. The Crescent Moon Rounders' watchwords are good, clean, and honest. Quote, while good, clean, and honest may fail to accurately describe the individual band members, we hope you will agree that it sure works when you hear the simple but powerful sound of many of these forgotten tunes, end of quote. Although it sounds old, this is actually a new song written by the band's stellar fiddler, Reed Ringer. The story of Curly, the Crow Indian scout serving in Custer's 7th Cavalry, the only survivor in Custer's command at the Battle of the Little Big Horn.
Army to fight the hated Sioux. He and 5 Crow brothers, all scouts of destiny, followed George A. Custer and his 7th Cavalry. Curly, oh Curly, you sing to set them free. For 50 years you shed your tears for the 7th Cavalry. Of a force 2,000 strong, both Crow and Arakawa began their short oath song. Released from the battle, an outcome plain to see, observing from a near hillside the massacre to be. Curly, oh Curly, you sing to set them free. For 50 shed your tears for the 7th Cavalry. Thank you.
The story of the Crow Indian scout Eshehishi, better known as Curly, to the 7th Cavalry. He was 17 years old at the Battle of the Bighorn and suffered throughout his life from the trauma of that day, as well as from being branded a liar by romantic writers of the era who insisted on a more glorious, heroic account of the battle. Each day of his life until the day he died, Curly would cross the Little Bighorn River to his vantage point and sing for the dead. Finally, in the 1980s, archaeological excavations corroborated Curly's account. Those were the Crescent Moon Rounders in Curly, swiped from their latest effort, Ain't Gonna Get No Supper Here Tonight. The Rounders will take us all the way through our break with the title track, made famous by Uncle Dave Macon on his 1926 recording thereof. I'm Dave Higgs, warning you there's plenty more where that came from as our spasm of new old-time music continues in full force right after our forthcoming break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We're back with Tom Collins and John Anderson heading this way of the Cumberland Gap.
Take a little nap, wait. when I die, don't bury me at all. Pickle my bones in alcohol. Lay my hands on top of my chest and tell them pretty girls are gone to rest.
Renowned English singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist Martin Simpson, teaming up with Carolina Chocolate Drops co-founder Don Flemons with Little Sadie, recorded during their sellout tour in the fall of 2015 and released on a CD entitled Ever Popular Favorites. The album is an exploration of, quote, how folk songs traveled from England to North America and vice versa, changing shape as they journeyed, end of quote. And Tom and John were immediately prior with Cumberland Gap is heard on their Sinful to Flirt release. West Virginia fiddlers John Gallagher and Scott Prouty team up with guitarist Chris Kuhl on a righteous collection of old-time tunes entitled No Corn on Tigert. We'll listen to the title track, part of a medley following Salt River. Tigert refers to the Tigert River, a 135-mile tributary of the Monongahela River, which flows through east-central West Virginia.
passing through consent on a journey as I went to see the mother of the girl I longed to wed. As I drew near her place, tears ran down her rosy face when I asked her for her daughter, and she said, she's a flower from the fields of Alabama. Take her for she loves you, this I know. Health and love wherever you go, she's a blessing, you'll be told. She's a flower from the fields of
the Reed Island Rounders all hail from the heart of Appalachia and learn much of their repertoire directly from the genre's elders. That was Flower from the Fields of Alabama, sung by their guitarist Billy Cornett and swiped from a recording by Kentucky's Burnett and Rutherford. You'll find it on the band's Wild Goose Chase release. And John Gallagher and Scott Prouty were on the twin fiddles, sawing their way through Salt River and No Corn on Tigert on their No Corn on Tigert New Old Time excursion. Those tunes were learned from fiddler John Summers of Grant County, Indiana. We'll let the Reed Island Rounders take us up to and all the way through our next obligatory break with a little bit of the Giles County Blues, learned from fiddler Henry Reed of Flin Lin, Virginia, and named after his home county.
Thank you.
Dave Higgs, and we'll continue our walk on the new old time side with the expectation of hearing from April Virch, the Immigrant Band, and the Hackensaw Boys immediately following our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. Back featuring a band whose feet are firmly planted in the old-time tradition, whose hands are soiled by the dirt of rock and roll, and whose eyes are steadily fixed on the future of real country music. These are the Hackensaw Boys singing Old Nick from their latest free dirt excursion, Charisma.
Thank you.
Canadian fiddler, singer, and step dancer April Virch with one of her own, Broken, released on her latest collection, Anthology. And the Hackensaw Boys led things off with Ole Nick, as rendered on their Charisma outing. You're walking down the new old-timey road thanks to Nashville Public Radio, Nashville, Tennessee. Bluegrass Breakdown is produced by Scott Smith and engineered by Ed Lambert. We've got playlists and past programs at bluegrassbreakdown.com and can be reached at bluegrass@wpln.org. Every now and then, a bluegrass band will play one of the old-time tunes in the old-time style. Here is Sidelines version of Darlin' Corey from their Mountain Fever recording, Colors and Crossroads.
Corn liquor, and what she don't drink, she sells. When you come to town next Monday, bring me a jug or five. The sun comes up Tuesday morning, I may not be alive. The kerosene lantern.
It's known by lots of names, Dig a Hole in the Meadow, Little Lulie, and Cory Cory, but it's probably best known as Darlin' Cory, sung here by Sideline on their Colors and Crossroads CD. Cecil Sharp collected the tune in 1918 from one Clarcy Deaton from Burnsville, North Carolina. Clarence Gill, Buell Casey, and B.F. Shelton made the first recordings of the song in 1927. The Monroe Brothers cut the tune in 1936, and it's since become a bluegrass staple. We'll let the Immigrant Band, consisting of Irish heavyweights John Doyle and Eamon O'Leary, along with old-time American gods and goddess John Herman, Rafe Stefanini, and Clelia Stefanini, put a wrap on this new old-time excursion with a medley of Jody and Davy, Come On Back Home and Act Like You Oughta, from their self-titled Yodelahee effort. Jody and Davy, Come On Back and Act Like You Oughta come from the master of unusual A-tunes, West Virginian Delbert Hughes. Kind of note, this is Dave Higgs saying thanks for listening. Have a good week. See you next week. Goodbye, so long, and adios. Coming up on the next Bluegrass Breakdown, it's an adjective that has multiple applications. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll be looking at natural disasters, listening to songs in the key of B natural, meeting natural men, enduring the natural bridge blues, and otherwise acting naturally on the next Bluegrass Breakdown.